Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for the purpose of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which their hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You'll remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Sarah, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Jim. This meeting is governed by Robert's Rules. All speakers wishing to address the committee regarding an agenda item must first complete a registration form and submit it to the city clerk designee. Speakers may only speak to the committee after they are called by the chair. Each speaker will be limited to 3 minutes. The public is not allowed to address or respond to speakers or committee members unless they have been recognized by the chair of the committee. Clerk, do we have quorum?
I can roll call vote. So Mr. Brusha?
Here.
Brusha here. Alder Revere?
Here.
All of you is here, and Ms. Westra is excused, so we do a quorum.
Sounds good. Today we will consider the operator license application for Dontal Jefferson, and we can start. Captain Komoski, can you tell us what was flagged?
Sure. For Mr. Dontal Jefferson, this is quite old. This was an offense date in 1991, which concluded with a plea of no contest in 1992 for a felony manufacture, deliver, or controlled substance. It appears that originally it was charged as manufacture, deliver, controlled substance and a bail jumping, which was dismissed on the prosecutor's motion. So there was a conviction again in 1992. Of a new felony. The sentence was 3 years in state prison, and that is all I have. It's so old, I don't even have I believe it was a Dane County case. I don't even have a report from what had occurred, and that is all that there is in the background of concern.
Thank you, Captain Komoski. And do we have Mr. Jefferson with us today?
We do.
Mr. Jefferson, can you tell us anything you'd like to add or anything to help the committee make a decision?
Basically, like I said, man, that's been so old. I've been working, I want to say, 20 plus years. I haven't been in any contact with the police as far as maybe a parking ticket here and there. I did get my alcohol license back in, I think, want to say 20-ish. And the only thing was I just didn't reapply for them, and I didn't know that I had to reapply right away. So I moved into a different position, a higher position, and they said I needed my alcohol and liquor license again. So that's when I applied again. So you'd already gave them to me. And you said I'd have to go through this process again. So this is the reason I'm here again.
Thank you, Mr. Jefferson. Do you have any questions for the applicant, Alder Revere?
Just basically, when does this end as far as my history? I get it. I've messed up a long time ago, but here I am now. I'm voting. Stand to be a good citizen, trying to stay out of trouble and do my job as part of a citizen in this correction, help out little ones that's getting in trouble as well, so and try to keep them out of the system. So all I have to add right at this point in time.
Thank you, Mr. Jefferson. I think this is so long ago, I think that I'm comfortable granting the license. Alder Verveer, do you have any questions for Mr. Jefferson?
Thank you, Chair. No, I do not have any questions of the applicant. Mr. Jefferson, I just want to let you know that we're just complying with state statute. If you have a felony conviction, we're required to ensure that it is substantially unrelated to the license we're about to consider issuing to you.
Understood.
So I apologize for the inconvenience and the frustration that I'm sure that you feel. It's just Wisconsin state law currently. And I just want to congratulate you on turning your life around a long time ago. And I'm happy to move to grant to issue you the license.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. The motion is to grant the license. I'll second the motion. And I assume there's no objection from Alder Verveer. And so the license, this subcommittee recommends issuing the operator license for Mr. Jefferson. Congratulations.
Thank you. Would that be sent to me or would that be sent to my job? Just one more question. Sorry.
Yeah, so the recommendation for this is going to go to the ALRC meeting on September 18th, and then it will go to the October 1st council meeting for the final approval. And then once that's done, then I believe we will mail you the license to your address.
Okay. I'll let my supervisor know it's coming.
Okay,
there's no other business on the agenda, so we can adjourn. Thanks, everyone.
All right, thank you.
Move to adjourn formally if Jim needs it for the minutes.
Yes, please.
And then I'll second. Thanks, everyone. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.